Well, I can't call the name. What they call them thing? Chuck?
Well, I didn't mean that. I didn't. The kind that stay on the ground are called.
Ground squirrel?
Yeah, well, that's one kind. I wanted to ask you that, too. But what I was wondering is if there's a kind of squirrel around here that you call a boomer or a mountain boomer.
That's what I was trying to think of, mountain boomer.
Do you still see them around?
Well, no. I'd say you wouldn't see many of them around here unless you'd go back in the knobs now, like I was talking about. You might go back in the knobs, you might see one, or you might have to go back to Smokies. Uh-huh. You'd see them in the Smokies.
I see. But were they ever around here?
Well, I never did hear them ever much talked about. Uh-huh. They surely wouldn't, many around here.
Now, what kinds of fish do you catch ordinarily?
Well, catfish is the most common. Catfish, crappie.
What kind of catfish do they?
Yellow cat and blue cats.
Now, over in Douglas, I think, one of those lakes, they stock those...
Channel cats?
Yeah.
I guess about three kind of cats, about all I ever know.
Now, are there any other kind of small panfish?
Yeah, bluegill or sun perch, all the same thing.
Now, there's a kind of fish that I heard talk about around Bristol. It's kind of a fat-headed fish that has kind of horns on it.
Mud cats? Georgia cats? They're all the same fish.
Well, what I'm thinking about is, do you know of a fish called a molly or a hog molly?
No, but I believe they're listed in the game book, but I
you
never...
But they,
know.
You don't catch them around here,
no,
that's all I'm interested
no,
in.
No,
whether
no,
they don't.
I've never seen one of them.
Okay. Now, these things that you break open have pearls in them, supposedly.
That's a Marshall shell.
Or when you eat them, you say you're not supposed to eat them in a month that has an R in it. They're called what? No. Some people, the mussel shell or what?
Oysters?
Yeah.
Oyster shells.
Okay. And then the little things that, some of them get pretty good size, and sometimes they eat their legs, they taste something like chicken. They make a deep croaking sound.
Frogs?
Yeah.
Bullfrogs?
Okay, and the small ones that only get about that big.
Toads?
Yeah, well, now, the toads, are those the toads, the brown ones that you see out in the...
In night, mostly at night.
Yeah.
Late in the evening when you see the most of the toads.
But how about those very small ones? And they might only be about that big.
That's a little rain frog.
Yeah.
They call.
And the things you use for bait?
Menace.
But the things you use, I don't know if you still...
Red worms.
Yeah. And would the great big ones be called red worms or the...
Night crawlers.
Now, is a night crawler different from a red worm?
Well, to some extent it is, yeah. You can catch them out at night, and a red worm, just a regular old red worm, you got to dig him out of the ground, you see.
I see. Now, in the these hard shell things, that there are two different kinds. Some stay in water and some stay on land.
Tarpon, mud turtles.
Okay. Now, the tarpon is the one that...
Stays on dry land.
Okay. And then these things, if you were down by a branch or something, and you might turn over a rock, and one of these things might...
Water lizards?
Well, this is something that's more...
Crawfish?
Yeah. Now, do you ever call them anything other than
crawdads?
Okay. And then something like a crawfish, a crawdad, they're only found in the ocean. They use nets to...
Crabs.
You know, or
shrimp.
Yeah.
Now, that makes good fish bait.
Shrimp?
Yeah.
That's pretty expensive, though, I imagine, isn't it?
Well, no, they have it in the supermarkets. It's not too expensive.
I think that I would think that compared to minnows, I thought it'd be...
No, it'd be about as cheap as the way minnows has got to be now. It costs you about 50 cents a dozen for minnows.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a box of those at white shrimp. It just looks like a crawfish that hadn't been peeled.
Yeah.
You can peel it and make it soft, you know.
Uh-huh.